And welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. My name is Peter Stewart, 30-year career in TV and radio presentation, production and training as well, and passing a lot of that training on to you in these short daily episodes. We're talking about volume and projection over the next few weeks, and they are part of the overall mix of modulators which combine in varying degrees in different circumstances to give you your unique voice that you use in different situations. They are perhaps most closely related to tone, which of course we spoke about earlier on in the course, so search back through those archive episodes to listen to those either for the first time or refresh your memory. And that in itself is related to the content of a message, because you rarely shout "I love you." You say a phrase like that in altogether a softer voice. And at a sports event, you're unlikely to whisper "Come on, you Reds." Yeah. So the content of the message, the situation of the message, is closely aligned with the amount of volume or projection that you use in communicating that message. And they're both also linked with intonation. Yeah, because we saw recently over the last several weeks how lifting a word to signify its significance involves a subtle blend of pause, pitch and projection. Okay, I've used volume and projection today several times. There's also energy is in amongst it all as well. In a couple of days' time, we're going to be looking at the definitions of all of those different terms. But tomorrow, how you naturally pump up the volume as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.